Blog Talk Radio.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Amen, amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of True Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to your live. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we're on the air. I want to take the opportunity to welcome all listeners to the service today. I'm going ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise, O Lord. We worship you today, O God. We worship your precious name, O Father, for your name is great, O God. O Father God, we thank you for every listener that is tuning in today, whether they're on the phone or on the web. We pray that you will richly bless each and every one of them, O God. O Father God, we pray for the sinners, the unbelievers all over the world, that they will find their victory in Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. We thank you for the word, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed 2,000 years ago. We thank you, oh, God, because if it had not been for the shed of the blood of Jesus, there would be no remission of sin. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We worship you, oh, God. There's no other, oh, God. There's no other God like Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy, oh, Father. Have mercy, oh, God. Give us strength, oh, God, to do all the things that you have called us to do, oh, Father. We pray for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world and the Reed families, Father. Give them strength, Father. Lift them up in that pile of sorrow, oh, God. I thank you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you, for you are good. You are a merciful God, a loving and kind God. We give you honor and praise, oh, God. Watch over us, Lord, as we sleep and slumber tonight, oh, Father. Be with us all next week where we go to and fro at our jobs or school or wherever we have to go, oh, Father. Be with us, oh, God. Oh, Father, have mercy. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Have mercy, oh, God. Have mercy, oh, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you. We cannot thank you enough, Father, for your divine protection and providing for us and taking care of our families, oh, God. We give you praise. We worship you, oh, God. We worship you and we love you, Lord. We give you honor and we give you praise. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bible, get your Bible so that you can read along with me. I will be reading from the King James Version. The chapter is 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. And I will begin reading at verse 16. This will be our key scripture for today. And I'm going to kind of like tell the story of today on chapter 6. So if you could go back and read chapter 5 and 7 so that you can get an understanding of what God is saying in his word to you. And the word of God reads, "And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the doers of his holy word. The title of our message today is, Fear not, for for there is more with us than against us. In this particular chapter, it's talking about the king of Syria and the king of Israel. Because at this particular time, Syria was coming against Israel. There was war against one another. But the king of Israel had a prophet, and that was Elijah. And the king of Syria wanted to know, well, every time we try to set a trap for Israel, somehow or another, they don't fall in the trap. So one of the king of Syria prayed unto the king. He said, you know what? They got a prophet over there, and his name is Elijah. And he is telling him by the words on his tongue, he's telling the king of Israel what you are whispering in your bedroom, in other words, or in your bed chamber. And then the king said to his servant, he said, well, I want to capture him. I want to seize him, find out where he is so that I can attack him. I want to get rid of him. And so they found out that Elijah was in Dothan. So the king of Syria sent his army, his chariot, and the horses by night. And that's the way the enemy always liked to work. They love to work underhanded. And he sent them by night. And when the servant or the young man of Elijah woke up the next morning, he found them surrounded by the enemy. And all he could see in the natural was the horses, the chariots, and the army. And he looked at Elijah, and he said to Elijah, he said, now what in the world are we going to do? Because there's only two of us, but there's a whole lot of them. And can you just imagine this young man, and you're looking at this army around you, and you're surrounded. You can just imagine that he was afraid and he was probably shaking. He was nervous. He was seeing death before him because here we are, it's just two of us, and here's his whole army surrounded. I mean, you can imagine he was probably trembling, didn't know what to do or anything. But the Bible says that Elijah prayed. He said a simple prayer. He said, I pray to thee. Now, see, Elijah himself was not worried because Elijah was a powerful man of God. And he knew that even though you could not see it with the human eye, he knew that God was with him. He knew that God's army was with him. He knew that the victory was in the Lord. So he prayed unto God, and he said, I pray thee that you will open the eyes of this servant. See, many of us need our eyes open, just like this servant. Because I can say about me, I've been in situations where it was very dark and I was surrounded by the enemy on every side, and I can remember telling the Lord, I said, Lord, how in the world I'm going to get away from this place? And it's kind of like this servant, because he could only see in the natural. See, he wasn't seeing in the spirit. And so when Elijah prayed and asked God to open his eyes that he could see, God opened the eyes of the servant so that he could see in the spirit. When he seen who was with him, the Bible says that when God opened up his eyes, he seen around Elijah, he seen the horses and the chariots with fire all around Elijah. See, God has a way of letting us know that we're never alone. He said, I will never ever leave you. He said, I don't care how bad the situation may be. I don't care how far down in the valley you may go. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, I will deliver you from it all. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, we have to realize that God will fight our battles if we get out of the way. God will fight your battle. The victory is in him. And Elijah knew that this victory, I ain't got to worry about this because I know the God that I serve. I know that the God that I serve said, I will never ever leave you nor forsake you. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. You're up under my wing. I got you protected. You're up under the shadow of the Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He said, not one, nobody shall pluck you from my hand because you belong to me. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Many times, and I can say about me, myself, being surrounded by darkness, you know, I don't know what you're surrounded, what's surrounding you in your life. I don't know if it's depression or I don't know if you're oppressed. I don't know if you're in a bad relationship where somebody is mistreating you. I don't know if you got all those so-called friends around you who are coming against you. They're saying that they're friends, but yet and still they're coming against you in many ways. I don't know whether you own a job and surrounded by people that don't believe in you. I don't know if you're surrounded about financial debt and you know, that's covering you and it's surrounding you and it seems like you don't have any way out. You know, how do I get from this? How do I get out of this place of the enemy? How do I get out? But see, Elijah was a man of obedience. See, we got to be obedient. We got to be committed to God, and we got to be faithful to God. See, when Elijah prayed, God answered because he was obedient. He believed in the word of God. He was a true prophet of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The victory is won. That's why God says, fear not, for it is more with you than the enemy. See, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if we can get our minds where we're thinking, where we got our eyes closed and not looking up to the hill, which comes our help, we got to look up to the heavens and say, Lord God, I need you. Oh, God, you are my strength. You are my victory. You are my God. And I know that God will protect you because I'm still here today. I'm still here. I give you honor and praise, Lord, because I'm still here. And even when I was in that place, my eyes were closed because I didn't know God like I know him now. But I know God. I know him. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes that they may see God. There is no situation bigger than you, oh God. It's nothing that you can't handle. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open the blind eyes that they might see the glory of the Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help them, oh, God, to see you, oh, God. Help them to see you in all of the trouble and all of the suffering and all of the pain. Help them, Lord, to see you. Open their eyes like you did for this servant, oh, God, that they will fear not when they're being attacked, oh, God. Oh, God, help them. Father, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that even when the enemy came in to attack, Elijah prayed another time. And he said to fight them blindly. And the enemy became blind. So I want you to know today, you be strong and you stay encouraged. No matter what's going around you, no matter how the enemy is around you, know that God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Just know that he is with you and that he will never leave you nor forsake you. We're running out of time, and I want to do the invitation. We don't like closing out the show without the invitation. If you don't know Jesus and you have not accepted him as your Lord, will you please say this prayer with me? Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sins, be saved, change your life, find your Bible-believing church, get a Bible, and begin to read it and develop a relationship with God, leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio if you have given your life to Christ today. Welcome to the body of Christ. Stay encouraged. Stay in God's word. Stay obedient. be faithful, and God will protect those that belong to him. Have a blessed week this week. Let no one take your joy, for God is with you. Amen.